This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Richard Green. Ukraine marked 1 week since Russia invaded the country Thursday as Russian forces shelled major cities and the number of refugees who have fled Ukraine exceeded 1 million people. Despite heavy assaults on the cities of Kharkiv, Chernihiv, and Mariupol, Britain's defense ministry said Thursday all three cities remained in Ukrainian hands. Unclear was the status of Kherson, with Russian troops present in the southern port city amid disputed claims of who was in control. In a video address early Thursday, President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukrainians are a people who, in a week, have destroyed the plans of the enemy. A senior U.S. defense official told reporters Wednesday that Russian forces trying to take the Ukrainian capital Kyiv were stalled outside the city center. The official said the lack of Russian progress around Kyiv, despite its superior firepower, could be attributed to a number of factors, including ongoing shortages of fuel and food and a spirited defense by Ukrainian forces. Thursday also brought the expectation of a second round of peace talks between the two sides, though there has been little sign of a potential breakthrough. An initial meeting Monday yielded only plans for further talks. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the United States remains open to finding a diplomatic solution, but that Russia must first de-escalate. Blinken is traveling to Europe on Thursday for a series of meetings with NATO and other allies about their response to the Russian invasion. Blinken travels to Poland Saturday to discuss further security and humanitarian assistance to help refugees who have fled Ukraine. Poland has taken in half of the more than 1 million refugees who have fled in the past week, according to the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. The exodus is the swiftest of its kind this century. The UN body has said it expects 4 million people could leave Ukraine due to the conflict. This is VOA News. The International Olympic Committee now says athletes from Russia and Belarus will not be able to participate at the upcoming Paralympic Winter Games. Thursday's announcement reverses a decision made just the day before that allowed athletes from the two nations to compete as neutrals. The IOC said it changed its position after hearing from an overwhelming number of members, as well as athletes from other countries who threatened not to compete. The IOC said it was very sorry that the banned athletes have been affected by the decisions your governments took last week in breaching the Olympic truce. The opening ceremonies for the Winter Paralympic Games are scheduled to be held Friday in Beijing. The United States said Wednesday that Russia is engaged in a full assault on media freedom and the truth after Moscow's media regulator blocked multiple media outlets and threatened to block access to VOA's Russia News Network. State Department spokesman Ned Price said Russia's efforts to mislead and suppress the truth of the country's invasion of Ukraine are intensifying, and that the Russian people deserve to know the truth about what is happening. Here in the United States, the special U.S. Congressional Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol says former President Donald Trump may have engaged in criminal conduct in his bid to overturn his defeat in the 2020 election. In papers filed in the federal court in Los Angeles Wednesday, the committee wrote that it had collected enough evidence and information to conclude the former president and his allies engaged in a criminal conspiracy to defraud the United States. The papers were filed as part of a civil lawsuit brought by the House Committee against John Eastman, a lawyer who advised Trump on a plan to invalidate election results in several key states that gave the victory to Democrat Joe Biden. Eastman is trying to withhold documents from the panel. In a related matter, a member of the far-right extremist group, the Oath Keepers, has become the first person to plead guilty to a charge of sedition in connection with the January 6 attack aimed at keeping Biden from taking office. 34-year-old Joshua James pleaded guilty Wednesday in a federal court in Washington to helping lead a group that prosecutors say sent two tactically equipped teams into the Capitol and organized a cache of weapons in a hotel just outside the city. He also pleaded guilty to one count of obstructing an official proceeding. Both charges carry a maximum 20-year prison sentence. As part of his agreement to plead guilty, James agreed to cooperate with federal investigators, including testifying in front of a grand jury. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.